Ciao, and welcome to Life Out Loud. I am your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. We are going to use this space to share experiences and help you find lasting, unshakable, unwavering, unmessable with joy and gratitude. We're going to be throwing around encouragement, a little bit like confetti, and giving you support to live your very best life. Ciao, and welcome back to Life Out Loud. I am your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. Sweet listeners, I am so glad that you tuned in today. I have a really great topic to unpack with you, and it packed a punch when I real-lifed it. It hit me like a ton of bricks, and it was one of those things that you can't stop thinking about. The more I reflected on it, I just felt it in the gut of my soul. Like, I need to share this with my listeners because perhaps you're going to find something in here that resonates for you. So here we go. I'm going to start by telling you that my sweet little boy started playing t-ball recently. I want to pause here and say, if you haven't ever seen kids playing t-ball, I can assure you, it's like picture the cutest thing you've ever seen, and that's it right there. It's these little humans in uniforms, and they're so cute. Oh, my heart. So at my son's first real at bat, he gets up to the tee. You guys, it was every mom's dream. He hit a bomb. It sailed past the pitcher. It bounced past the shortstop, who was actually busy drawing in the dirt, but whatever. And it rolled to a stop right at the edge of the outfield. By the time the ball stopped, I was on my feet. I was standing, actually. I was kind of jumping. I was definitely jumping up and down, grabbing Hubs's arm, saying, oh my gosh, questo è un mio ragazzo, which in Italian means that's a my boy. It's this fun thing that I yell. Also, if you're currently judging me, friends, this is sports in our family. This is a peek behind the curtain at what real life is like. My baby boy, our baby boy, just hit his very first bomb. And it was a bomb in the t-ball world. So I'm going to go ahead and call it that. It was nothing short of amazing for my mama heart. That first game was exhilarating. And so were all the ones that followed it. Until about midway through the season, every mama's nightmare happened, and our baby boy got hurt. There were some crocodile Osaurus Rex tears, and friends, my kiddo is not a crier. He was hurt bad. That night, Hubs and I ended up at urgent care getting x-rays for this tough-as-nails slugger. Gratefully, nothing was broken, just a little tweaked, kind of banged up. As we talked to the doctor, you know, he went over the report. He was great. He said something, though, that I haven't been able to stop thinking about. You know, after he said, you can't be too safe with things like this. It's really good you came in. He said, unchecked injuries can lead to fractures. Stop the tape. What? Say that again. Rewind. As I cuddled with our small but mighty human that night, grateful that he was okay, the doctor's words still rang in my mind, and it kept on for like a week after. Unchecked injuries can lead to fractures. This is where I get deep really fast. Friends, how many times have we let our injuries go unchecked? And I'm actually not talking about the sports injuries. Friends, unchecked injuries can lead to pain. And then I think about this pain. How many times have we attempted to self-medicate to numb this pain? Turning to food or shopping or drinking or sex or drugs or traveling or if I keep going, I'm sure to touch your vice because we all have them. Unchecked injuries can begin as these seemingly little things, right? Like, oh, a ghosting here. Oh, a misunderstanding there. A fight maybe you never totally apologized for. A wrong you never really healed from. Maybe you tell yourself it's fine. Maybe you pretend it's okay. Friends, in our society, This is a problem. We strive to look good to avoid looking bad in ways that are detrimental to, like, us. We say, I'm fine. We say, it's no big deal. We put on these smiles that pretend to say we're not kind of hurting. I don't know when in human history this started, but we need to start becoming truth tellers because maybe sometimes it's not fine. I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand me. I am not saying walk around lamenting, but I think let's at least start getting real with the trusted humans we do life with. Unchecked injuries can lead to fractures. I want to talk about the human body for a second because I'm fascinated with it. But you guys, our bodies are incredible machines. And a fracture that I think we all know this, that you nurture and you care for, it will heal. It'll take time. It'll take patience. But after giving it a lot of care, healing can happen. Unchecked fractures sometimes never heal. And more than just not healing, left untreated, the pain gets worse, the swelling gets worse. As time goes on, it can lead to misalignments, limited movement, infections. What are the untreated fractures of your soul? What parts of you are in pain, inflamed with swelling, aching for some relief? Where do you feel like your life is misaligned, not moving, or infected with things like self-doubt and sadness and anger or a slew of other negative emotions? So now we see this, right? We see this thing. It's starting to come to light. We're starting to maybe think of some of these things that we're carrying around. What's the solution? How do we bring our untreated fractures into a place where they can be healed? I think there's a few things that we can do. I think one of the things we can do is begin by acknowledging they're there. John 8:32, scripture tells us that we know the truth and the truth will set us free. There is freedom in acknowledging these hard things. There is freedom in acknowledging our pain. There's freedom in acknowledging the places we've been hurt. There's healing that can come. I think we turn on the light so our pain can't hide anymore, right? When we're out of the dark, we can start to run the banner of truth over these things, and we can start to seek wisdom and grace and hope. These things begin to appear. They might just be glimmers at first, but they're there. And I think another thing we can do is we can bring them to trusted people that we do life with. I've said it before, and I'll say it forever and ever and ever, amen, that we weren't meant to do life alone. Seeking out people that we trust, who can guide us with sound wisdom and with truth, I think that's where the healing begins. Every once in a while, an unchecked fracture ends up being okay. Friends, I'm not willing to take that chance. And to be completely honest with you, neither should you. These lives we are living are so precious. They are much too precious for a gamble like that. For as much as I like to think that my not-so-baby boy hit the bomb of the season at his first at-bat, I think the true bomb came midway through the season by way of an urgent care doctor. A scary situation for my mama heart, for sure. But it turned out to be a pretty valuable lesson for the soul. Sweet listeners, I know this message was kind of heavy. I hope, though, that it was fruitful. I hope it offered you encouragement. I hope it met you where you needed it. Please leave me a note in the comments. I always love hearing from you guys. Come back next time. We're going to throw more encouragement around like confetti, but be careful. If you get too close, you just might get some on you. Until we meet again, remember, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. Thank you for joining me, Desiree Melfi Bozzo, for this episode of Life Out Loud. I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Tell me what topics you want to talk about and how you take your coffee. If you enjoyed what you heard, text a friend the link, share it on social media, or if you're interested in becoming a supporter, bebop over to my webpage, lifeoutloud.me, and sponsor a cup of coffee that keeps this podcast fueled. Until next time, sweet listeners.